health and fitness for me is so important. I don't think it probably used to be as important in my younger years. I mean, I always went to the gym. You know, I always played a bit of tennis or maybe did a bit of boxing, but I never really thought about it anywhere near as much as I do nowadays. As I'm getting older, I really do see the benefits of staying healthy to be happier in my personal life and more successful in my business life. I think my key piece of advice to anyone looking to try and keep fit and looking to try and stay consistently fit in a busy lifestyle and a busy world is to find things that you enjoy doing. As I say about so many areas of life, if you don't enjoy it, you won't repeat it. If you don't repeat it consistently, you're never going to get the results from it. So find something that you like doing, or maybe more than one thing that you like doing, and then you'll keep it up. For me, for example, I love doing weights. I love boxing. I enjoy kind of Barry's boot camp type, CrossFit type exercises. I love my tennis as well, and particularly paddle tennis. None of those things actually feel like I'm doing exercise. I just feel like I'm having fun in an activity that I want to do. If you want to talk about things like cross-country running, rowing, or swimming, these are things that I absolutely hate. And whilst I may do them now and again as part of some specific workout routine, I tell you, if that was the only thing I had to do, my fitness journey would stop very quickly because I've just got no interest in doing them. They really feel like work. I really hate doing them. But if I go and play paddle tennis for an hour and a half with my mates at night and have a good game, that can burn 800 calories. Even on a simple level, I quite enjoy walking. I just like the concept of kind of keeping my legs moving. And it's a great time for me to either be able to listen to podcasts or catch up with WhatsApp messages or even make telephone calls. A lot of the time when I'm here in Dubai, I'll just put my headset on and I'll just go out walking around the marina for 2, 3, 4 hours, you know, not even thinking that I'm doing exercise. I'm just going out there making calls. And I think, well, look, if I'm going to sit at my desk, I might as well also have my legs moving too. That's my biggest tip. That's my biggest piece of advice I can give you. We can get deep and talk about nutrition. We can get deep and talk about hormones and hormone rebalancing, which is also something I'm super, super passionate about. But the key thing is to make sure that you've got exercise, that you've got fitness in your regime, in your routine. And the best way to want to wake up and do it consistently is to pick an exercise that you love. Only you know what it is. And if you don't know what you love yet, then keep trying different things. If you've never exercised before, go and try some running, go and try some swimming, go and try some rowing, some CrossFit, some tennis, some boxing, you know, whatever the things are, go and try them until you find something you like. But when you find something you like, it will no longer feel like exercise and you'll be able to commit to it every day.